Good afternoon. Steve Payne here, Secretary to the Eurolink Executive. The theme of this podcast is about specialist training in the UK for overseas graduates who intend to return to their home country with additional skills. Joining me today is Charles Mabedi, consultant urologist at Kamuzu Hospital in the Malawian capital, Lilongwe. We hope that this podcast will help those overseas urologists wanting to get some training in the UK. It will address what they might expect from this experience and what the difficulties are that they may encounter whilst working outside their home environment. So, Charles, when did you start your UK fellowship?
I attended a two-year fellowship, and this began at the beginning of January in 2018.
And what stage in your career were you at that point?
At that time, I was 1 year after graduating as a consultant urologist.
Okay, so you were already a consultant when you started the fellowship.
Correct.
How long did it actually take you to sort out all of the various bits of paperwork and things to come across?
It took me up to a year. Let me explain that there are a couple of things that have to be sorted out before coming across. First of all, you make an application to the Royal College of Surgeons. They offer you an interview, which is usually an online audio interview. After that, then you're given a chance to apply for the GMC registration and to process your visa. So all that can take up to 6 months period. However, in my case, I had a few challenges with my paperwork, so it took a bit more time.
Okay. What was the process in getting registered with the GMC?
Once you pass your interview with the Royal College of Surgeons, they offer a certificate of sponsorship, which then allows the GMC to register you. So the GMC will just require your certificate of registration from your home country and some paperwork to be completed, including a passport.
Okay. And then did you need to get a work permit?
Yes. So the work permit was tied together with the visa that I got. So the Tier 5 visa allows you to work whilst in the UK.
Okay. Now, how was this trip? I mean, a two-year trip is quite a long time. How was that funded?
Initially, I used my personal savings to fund the application process to travel to the UK. But once I got to the UK, then the hospital where I was working at gave me a job and I was paid. So it was a paid job equivalent to that of a senior registrar in the UK.
Okay, so you got funding from back in Malawi because they knew that they were going to benefit from your experience when you got back. Is that right?
No, I did not. So the initial part of it, that is the application, the GMC registration, the visa, that was my personal savings. When I was in the UK, I was paid by the trust that I was doing my fellowship at.
Okay. And were you able to travel with your family or did you just come on your own?
Initially, I came alone because, interestingly, at the time when I was coming, I had a very small baby, my second born daughter. So it was a bit difficult to come across with them. But after a few months, yes, the family joined and we had a very good time.
Okay. And presumably, as you had your family with you, then you were able to find somewhere to live. Were you helped by the trust or by anybody else once you got across?
Yes, the trust helped me initially to identify accommodation in my first few months of arrival. After that, when my family was coming, then I had to look for a convenient accommodation quite close to the hospital.
Okay. And was that expensive by comparison to what you were paying back in Lilongwe?
Definitely. It was like three times more than what I pay in Lilongwe. However, the money that I was paid by the trust, the salary that I was paid, was able to fund that.
Okay. What do you think were the highlights of your training whilst you were in UK that were really useful for when you got back to Malawi?
Let me start by saying that when I graduated as a urologists in Malawi, there was that palpable need of a modern urology service in the public sector. And my idea of coming to the UK had two main objectives. First was to learn the general practice, how it is arranged, how they manage the trainees, how they manage different cases. And after that, I had a specific need. I wanted to learn stonework. So the general idea of a UK practice, I really loved it because I was able to understand how things run in the, so to say, well-equipped setting. And that really has helped me since I've been back to kind of visualize where we want our urology service to be in a couple of years' time.
Okay.
The second thing, I was able to learn stonework. Before I came to the UK, I'd never done any endoscopic stonework, any upper tract stonework, but I was able to do lots of endoscopic stone surgeries, which was really a big plus for me. And finally, the network that I formed with different people, different organizations, specific mention to BAUS and the Eurolink committee, which has also established links to my hospital, and hopefully this will continue to grow with time.
And now, of course, you're a linked center back in sub-Saharan Africa, aren't you?
Correct.
Okay, so many of us who've been working in the NHS for a long time find that there are a number of frustrations. Did you have any frustrations whilst working clinically in the UK?
Yes. The first thing was the how you document things and the paperwork with the patient records. There was just so much to complete for one simple thing. For example, you'd see a patient in clinic and you're requesting investigations, basic things. There's so much paperwork that has to be completed. And for me, it was also challenging because this was an electronic record type of system. Whereas back in Malawi, I was used to paper-based. So it took me time to kind of adapt to that filing and paperwork system. The second frustration, which obviously no one has control over, is the weather. It can be sunny in the morning and raining in the afternoon.
Well, yeah. It's certainly somewhere where you can see four seasons in one day. When did you start your fellowship? What time of the year?
It was winter.
Okay, so would you advise anybody that was coming to try and fix it up so that they started perhaps in the spring or the summer?
Probably easier, but also depends where they're coming from. If someone is coming from a country which is fairly cold, then probably they may cope.
Okay.
But I think starting in summer or spring is a better idea. Again, also on the clinical side of it, in winter where the UK has so much flu, there's not much sometimes elective work that gets done. Mm-hmm. So sometimes summer is better. Yeah.
Okay. How did you find the support you were given when you were over here and training?
So when I arrived, I was allocated a supervisor who was looking after me for my academic needs. I should say that I received excellent support. I was well supported throughout my training. I times had problems and she was really helpful. And throughout my time, I never felt that I was alone. It was all very good throughout.
Okay. So did you overall enjoy being in the UK?
Overall, yeah. I mean, from a professional point of view, I was able to achieve the goals that I had set. And even outside the hospital, spending time with my family in the UK was quite good. You maybe would understand that the culture in Africa is that you've got so much extended family, but to just be there with just my wife and two kids was just an amazing time for us. And being able to travel around, visit different places in the UK and Europe was pretty nice.
Okay. You didn't have any problems with your visa in traveling to other places in Europe, or did you have to apply for additional visas if you went abroad?
So we had to get a Schengen visa to be able to visit other places like Barcelona, Paris.
Yeah. Okay, so it sounds like you you had a pretty good time. It took you a reasonable length of time to set up. It certainly cost you some money. So would you advise anybody else to do the same as you did? And would you advise them that probably waiting until the end of your training back in Africa was the best time to take on a fellowship like this?
Yes, absolutely. To begin with, it's very worth a time to spend in the UK. I think the experience is invaluable. It's something that gives you more confidence and gives you better direction as you forge ahead in your career. At the same time, I would agree with you that once you're a consultant back in Africa or in another place, you're able to do other things on your own independently. So when you get to the UK, you're starting at a higher level and you're able to do more rather than getting that independence whilst in the UK. My advice would be that you should plan early, give it enough time for the application for the GMC registration and just to get the paperwork done. If you are able to identify a placement before or well in advance, if you know someone or if you know a UK surgeon who they be able to host you, show you where, and a trust who may be interested to get a fellow or a trainee, that would be good because that reduces the time for the paperwork and the application process. And this is another thing which is I thought was useful when I was talking to my colleagues. If you want to do things that are like core staff, basic urology, you're better off going to the district general hospitals compared to the big centers in London, in Manchester, because at that place, there's so many fellows who understandably want to get the same exposure. But if you're looking for core staff, go to a district hospital where you'd have so much exposure in what you want to achieve.
Okay.
Charles. And it's cheaper.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So thank you very much. That's been really, really helpful. And I'm sure that your experience will be something that many other people will benefit from.
You're welcome.